Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters listening at home. This is a live broadcast from Masjid Kubai Hili. As we said, we've been broadcasting regularly every day. Alhamdulillah, our imams have been broadcasting while the masjid has been closed. Today is a special broadcast from the masjid around this coronavirus situation we have at the moment. Brothers and sisters listening at home will know we had a broadcast last week with our two imams where we put the situation into the Islamic context, alhamdulillah, with the help of our imams, and the situation that was happening about whether we should close the masjids, whether we shouldn't close the masjids. And that was very widely received by our viewers. So today, I've got with me our very own Dr. Ismail Lunat. He's a GP, he's been qualified in the medical field for 18 years. He is from our own community. Dr. Saab, I know in the early days when we started the project for the masjid in Hili area, did give a lot of support and khidmat and help for us. And I've got Dr. Saab with me, qualified as a medic for 18 years, and he's been practicing predominantly in our own communities in Bradford and in Bradford as a GP for 13 years. So welcome, Dr. Saab, Dr. Ismail. Jazakallah for coming today. We've got a very important topic to talk about, the coronavirus. And I think it's important that our viewers, our listeners at home, understand this subject. And what we are going to try to do, both Dr. Saab and myself are looking at each other now, but we're going to try our best to try and convey some of these messages in Gujarati as well, so that our listeners who maybe don't understand English understand some of these key points as well. Because we feel it's really important that our community understand what is going on, the seriousness of the situation, understand what this thing is that the medics and the government around the world are talking about at the moment. Just to start, I just want to put some of this into context, and so to help you understand what is going on actually at the moment around the world. I was researching some statistics today, and it's quite staggering actually. 585,000 people worldwide have been affected by this coronavirus, of which there's been 26,827 deaths. So, jo hamara bhai loko, maa baap, bhen loko, bhai saab, mohtan, 5 lakh upar, kam se kam 6 lakh aadmi bande loko ne takleef theli chhe aa virus thi, ne 26,000 intikal thai gela chhe anti. Amre 130 recovery thata chhe. Just moving on from that, at the moment, there's another 22,000 around the world, 22,086 to be exact, who are either seriously or critically ill that have been affected from this virus. The total number around the world that have been affected by this virus is 426,745. So, jo agar abhi main Gujarati mein paaso samjhai de, 22,000 loko abhi serious se dunya mein aa virus thi. 4 લાખ ઉપર અભી અમને બેમાર લોકો છે આ વાયરસથી. અમારી 22,000 સિરિયસ છે. જસ્ટ મૂવિંગ ઓન ફ્રોમ દેટ, સો જસ્ટ અગેન પુટિંગ ઇટ વેરી ક્વિકલી ઇન ધ કોન્ટેક્સ્ટ એઝ વેલ. ધેર આર 200 કન્ટ્રીઝ. આઈ વોઝ લુકિંગ એટ ધીસ એન્ડ ઇટ્સ ક્વાઇટ સ્ટેગરિંગ એક્ચ્યુઅલી. 200 અરાઉન્ડ ધ વર્લ્ડ, 200 કન્ટ્રીઝ હેવ બીન અફેક્ટેડ બાય ધીસ. એન્ડ યુકે એટ ધ મોમેન્ટ ઇઝ ધ 8th વર્સ્ટ અફેક્ટેડ બિહાઇન્ડ યુએસએ, ઇટલી, ચાઇના, સ્પેન, જર્મની, ફ્રાન્સ એન્ડ ઈરાન. એન્ડ just to bring things closer to home, within the UK at the moment, there's been 769 deaths, 14,543 cases in total. And as it stands at the moment, there are 163 people who are also critical or serious in the UK. Explaining this in Gujarati again, abhi amre United Kingdom ma 14,500 manas ne bimari che a lageli che, ni mati 700 ઉપર ગુજી ગયેલા છે, ઇન્ટિકાલ થઈ ગયેલા છે, ને અભી 150 ઉપર 160 ક્રિટિકલ છે, સિરિયસલી. સો આ બીમારી ખાચી સિરિયસ છે, ને અમારે ડૉક્ટર સાહેબ, ડૉક્ટર ઇસ્માઇલ છે અમારા હિલી એરિયાના જ, એમની સાથે અમે વાત કરવાના છે ને, થોડું એક્સપ્લેન કરે શું સિચ્યુએશન છે આ વાયરસનું. અમને ઇન્શાલ્લા અમે ગુજરાતી અને ઇંગ્લિશમાં બેઉમાં ટ્રાય કરું. સો ડૉક્ટર સાહેબ, જસ્ટ સ્ટાર્ટ વિથ, I put this into context with some statistics and what's happening in the world and stuff. Can you explain what this COVID-19 is and coronavirus we've seen coronavirus, COVID-19. What is it exactly, so our viewers understand? There's been some talk that it's flu, and then there's some talk that it's actually not flu, it's pneumonia. If you can explain the differences, Dr. Please.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah khair, Ilyas bhai, for inviting me to speak on this subject. Firstly, I'd just like to do a little bit of recitation, and inshallah we'll progress from there. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wal 'asri innal insana lafi khusr. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ. So, yes, this question that you ask, Ilyas bhai, it is a condition that is serious. That's the first thing I would like to say. And it is, if I can just put it into perspective, if somebody has a flu-like illness. So the death rate, if I just put it into perspective, so if 1,000 people had flu in any year, you would expect 1 in 1,000 to pass away from that. So that's a death rate of 0.1%. Coronavirus, the death rate from coronavirus is approximately four times more than that. So it's 40 times more than that. So death rate with coronavirus is 4.4%. So it is really, really serious, this condition. The condition presents with serious breathing trouble. So initially when people get it, the symptoms are quite similar to cold and flu. So people, I often hear teenagers and youngsters saying, it's just a cold or a flu. I'll brush it off, it's fine. But the thing is, you'll brush it off. But what about the older, vulnerable people? What about the people who have underlying conditions? For them, it is far more serious. So the symptoms that they'll get is the same as having any cold or flu-like symptoms. So they'll get fever, a cough, a sore throat. But the thing with coronavirus is it within about 7 to 10 days or so, it goes into the lung and it causes a pneumonia-type presentation. So what I mean by pneumonia is where an infection has gone into the lungs. So the lungs are full of pus and mucus and fluid and blood. That's the differentiating factor here. And this is where some people will end up having to go to hospital and require oxygen and ventilation.
Jazakallah, Doctor. Very well explained. Just to sort of explain in Gujarati, Doctor Sahib, eva samjhavelu che je aa bo serious bimari che ne ghana log em ke je khali flu che e to kai ma leni pati doctor a barabar samjhavyo apne difference je flu ma che ne 0.1% death rate hoy na coronavirus ma 40% વધારે ડેથ રેટ એની છે. 7 થી 10 દિવસમાં આપણે લાગી જાય, 7 થી 10 દિવસમાં આપણા લંગ્સમાં ભરાઈ જાય ને પછી રિસ્ક છે જે ન્યુમોનિયા થઈ જાય ને એનાથી જ્યાદા વધારે રિસ્ક થઈ ગયેલી છે. ને ઘણો એમાં વધારે રિસ્ક છે આપણા ઘણા ઉંમરવાળા એલ્ડરલી પીપલ, ઘણા માણસ છે, આપણા બુઝુર્ગો માણસ છે, એમને વધારે રિસ્ક છે. ડૉક્ટર, કેન યુ જસ્ટ એક્સપ્લેન અ લિટલ બિટ મોર વાય પર્ટિક્યુલરલી ધી એલ્ડરલી પીપલ and the people with, they keep going on about people with long-standing illnesses,
yes,
current conditions,
mm-hmm,
why they are more at risk than the general population.
Very good question. Now, this is known as the novel coronavirus, so meaning it started in Wuhan area of China. In 2019 is when it was first kind of discovered, and then people, obviously epidemiologists, scientists, doctors, then gave it a name and gave it the name COVID-2019, so hence COVID-19. So it's still new, meaning that we are still learning. So, but what we can say is that certain categories of people, they are at a higher risk of getting more serious illness and more serious disease. The reason being is because with certain conditions, their immune system is, for a better phrase, weaker. So when they get an infection, the defense system, so if you have, for example, your garden, you've got a wall up, you've got barbed wire, you know, burglars and people can't get in through. But if your immune system, your defense wall is weaker, it's more likely to attack and cause damage to you and your property, hence your body. So people with diabetes, they're at high risk because, again, people who have diabetes are more likely to get coughs, colds. If they get an infection, they're more likely to catch infections. One of the things that we find in our own job that we do on the front line is if somebody presents with an abscess, or what we call Gujarati ma gorke. So if somebody has an abscess, then we automatically think about checking them for diabetes. Why? Because they're more susceptible to getting infections. The same thing applies here as well. If they get the coronavirus, they're more likely to get a more serious illness. And also the other condition that can be associated with serious illness is severe asthma. So people who are asthmatic, they also tend to sort of have more serious disease with this. There are two other categories which is relatively not very clear, not well explained yet. And a lot of people, a lot of doctors are doing a lot of research. The other category is people with blood pressure. So adults with blood pressure medication, they're also at high risk.
Are you talking high blood pressure, low blood pressure?
High blood pressure. Sorry, I should have made that clear. So people with high blood pressure problems, people on medication for high blood pressure, they are at high risk. And also now we're finding from Italy, statistically, people who are smokers are also at higher risk as well. It may be that people who've been smoking for many years have underlying lung conditions such as COPD. એટલે પેલો આપણે ગુજરાતીમાં વી કોલ ઇટ દમ, દમની બીમારી, પેલું સીઓપીડી, કોફ જે થાય ને ઉંમર સાથે, તો તે સ્મોકિંગના હાથે તે કન્ડિશન બી હોય, એન્ડ ઇટ મે બી અનડાયગ્નોઝ, એટલે તે બી રિસ્ક ફેક્ટર છે. એન્ડ ઓલ્સો ધ અધર ફાઇનલ વન ઇઝ પીપલ ઓવર ધી એજ ઓફ 60. ધ ગવર્મેન્ટ હેઝ સેડ ઓવર ધી એજ ઓફ 70, બટ ઇફ યુ લુક એટ ધ સ્ટેટિસ્ટિક્સ ફ્રોમ ચાઇના ને આપણે ઇટલી ને સ્પેન, તો આપણે એવું ફાઇન્ડ આઉટ થાય કે 60ની ઉંમર પછી અસર થવા લાગે, 60 ને 65ની ઉંમરમાંથી લોકોને અસર થાય, ને 70 પછી તો ડેફિનેટલી સ્ટેટિસ્ટિકલી ખબર પડે છે. મેઇન ટેક હોમ મેસેજ ઇઝ કે વાસ્ટ મેજોરિટી ઓફ પીપલ ગેટ બેટર ફ્રોમ ધીસ. એટલે અક્ષર લોકોને જે આ બીમારી થાય એ લોકો હારા તો થઈ જ જાય, પણ થોડાખન લોકોને અંદરમાં વધારે સિરિયસ બીમારી થાય, ને તે એક્ઝેક્ટલી શું કહેવાય તેની ખબર. એટલે આ જે ગવર્મેન્ટે આ વસ્તુ કરેલું છે કે તમે એક પર્સનથી બીજા પર્સનથી પાસ નથી કરો, તો તે સિસ્ટમ બહુ જ ઇમ્પોર્ટન્ટ છે કે આપેલું સોશિયલ ડિસ્ટન્સિંગ કરવા કહે, પછી હાથ ધોવા કહે, એ બધું વસ્તુ. સો કીપિંગ દેટ સોશિયલ ડિસ્ટન્સ એન્ડ હેન્ડ વોશિંગ રેગ્યુલરલી એન્ડ વર્કિંગ એટ હોમ, સ્ટેઇંગ ઇન્ડોર્સ એઝ મચ એઝ યુ કેન, દેટ ઇઝ વેરી વેરી ઇમ્પોર્ટન્ટ ટુ સ્ટોપ ધ ચેઇન ઓફ ટ્રાન્સમિશન, કે આ છે ને સ્પ્રેડ થતું છે.
I'm very surprised about the smokers. Mm-hmm. I was aware about the COPD and people asthmatics as well, mm-hmm. but the smokers as well. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a very important point as well. મેં પાછળથી ગુજરાતીમાં સમજાવી દઉં, ડૉક્ટર સાહેબે કહ્યું છે કે આ બીમારી અક્ષર લોકો બીમારીથી હારા થઈ જાય, પણ તે આ જે ઉંમરવાળા છે, ઘણા લોકો 60+ એજ છે, અથવા જેને ડાયાબિટીસ થઈ ગઈ, આપણે ગુજરાતીમાં ગોળ કે હાઈ બ્લડ પ્રેશર હોય, દમની બીમારી હોય, શ્વાસની, એવન વધારે રિસ્ક, કેમ કે એવનની બોડીની સિસ્ટમ છે ને, જે આપણી સિસ્ટમ ફાઇટ કરે બીમારીને જ્યારે થાય, અલ્લાહ તાલા એવું બનાવેલું છે આપણી બોડીમાં ઓટોમેટિક ઇમ્યુન સિસ્ટમ આવે, જે બીમારી કઈ બી થાય તો બોડી ફાઇટ કરે, તો એવનની બોડી એ કેટેગરીની ગ્રુપની બોડીમાં સિસ્ટમ ફાઇટ કરવા વાળી જેની વીક થઈ ગઈ હોય, તો આ બીમારી પાછી નવી છે, એની એના કંઈ ઇલાજ હજુ નહીં મળે, તો બોડી બી ફાઇટ કરી નહીં શકે અમે. એટલે અક્ષરમાં આ બધી સિસ્ટમો અને આ સોશિયલ ડિસ્ટન્સિંગ જે અમે વાત કરવાના છે તે રહી ગયેલા છે. હવે ડૉક્ટર સાહેબે એમ બી કહ્યું છે 60+ લોકો હાઈ રિસ્ક છે. એમાં મેં થોડીક રિસર્ચ કરી, તે અક્ષરમાં હમણે જે દુનિયામાં, આખું દુનિયામાં જેટલા એન્ટિકાલ થઈ ગયેલા છે, 86% ઓવર 60 છે. તો ડૉક્ટર સાહેબ કીધું ખરું છે, જેટલા એન્ટિકાલ થઈ ગયેલા છે તેમાંથી 86% હવ બીન ઓવર 60, ને મજોરિટી એમાંથી પાછા હવ બીન 80+. તો જે ઘણી ઉંમર હોય તેમને વધારે રિસ્ક પછી. સો પાછો રિપીટ કરો, 86% જે ઇન્ટિકાલ થઈ ગયેલા છે તે 60+. ને મારા રિસર્ચમાં મેં બીજું છે, અભી હજુ કોઈ બચ્ચા લોકોને ઇન્ટિકાલ નહીં થઈ ગયા છે, અંડર યર્સ 9 યર્સ ઓફ એજ. સો જસ્ટ રિપીટ દેટ, ડોક્ટર્સ બીન સે એમ્ફસાઇઝિંગ દેટ પીપલ ઓવર 60 એન્ડ પીપલ વિથ લોંગ સ્ટેન્ડિંગ ઇલનેસીસ લાઇક ડાયાબિટીસ, હાઈ બ્લડ પ્રેશર, સીઓપીડી, આસ્થમેટિક, આ હાઈ રિસ્ક ડ્યુ ટુ વીક ઇમ્યુન સિસ્ટમ્સ. એન્ડ આઈ બીન ડુઈંગ સમ રિસર્ચ, એન્ડ at the moment we found 86% of the deaths linked to this illness have been over 60, and the majority of those have actually been over 80 as well. Now I just wanted to just go on to a little bit about before we go to some more questions with Dr. Saab, what's going to happen at the moment, because we have doctors that mentioned social distancing, and I want to lead into that in terms of what the government's doing at the moment and what the government's strategies at the moment. So what I found looking into this is that what the government is saying, that if they did nothing, and if we did nothing at the moment, we carried on living as we are, at our normal lives, potentially there could be up to 500,000 deaths in the UK. So, ઇમાં મેં એમ કહેવા માંગતો છે જે હમણાં આપણે આપણી જિંદગી નોર્મલી ગુજારે જેવી ગુજારે છે તેવું ગુજારા કરે તો આપણી રિસ્ક છે ગવર્મેન્ટ લોકો કહે છે હાફ અ મિલિયન લોક ઇન્તિકાલથી થાય 5-6 લાખ અલ્લાહ બચાવે આપણું ઇન્ટેન્શન પછી ધ ડોક્ટર્સ ધ ગવર્મેન્ટ થ્રુ ધ એડવાઇસ દે હેડ અ સ્ટ્રેટેજી ધ પ્રીવિયસ સ્ટ્રેટેજી વોઝ ટુ સ્લો ધ સ્પ્રેડ ઓફ ડિઝીઝ એન્ડ વોટ ધ મોડલિંગ શોડ વોઝ ધેટ ઇફ ધે કન્ટિન્યુ with that strategy, trying to slow the spread of the disease, potentially there could be about 250,000 deaths. And these figures are in the UK only, by the way. We're not talking worldwide. So what the governments are now, in terms of the current restrictions, even in the current restrictions, they are trying, what their estimates are, that potentially, you know, they're trying to limit the deaths to 20,000. And they're saying that, and I saw a quote from Sir Patrick Vallance, who's the chief scientific advisor, and his quote was, if we limit the deaths to 20,000 with this, with the current restrictions that are in place with the lockdown, obviously that would be horrible, but it would still be a good outcome. So that's why it's really important that we follow the government guidance and the guidance from the medics, medical experts, the NHS, Public Health England. So Doctor, do you want to just, Dr. Ismail, you know, can you explain what we should be doing? You mentioned social distancing, washing hands, kind of things we should be doing at the moment before we go into what the government's asking us to do in terms of, you know, in terms of lockdown, individually and within sort of groups. Just explain a little bit about social distancing, what it is actually. Should we be 2 meters? The guidance is 2 meters. Am I at risk if I'm 1 meter from somebody? Should I really be 3 meters? That kind of stuff.
Yes, thank you. I think I should just go back a step and say, why has this social distancing advice come in place? What I can say is I have to go back a step and just say how it's actually spread. The infection is spread through airborne, so droplets. So if somebody coughs or sneezes and that goes into the air and somebody inhales that, that's how it can be. Generally, the scientists are saying that's how it's spread. But also, it's spread by fomite. So fomite spread means if somebody has a cough or a sneeze and the hands are dirty and then they touch the surface and then somebody else touches it and then they touch their face, eyes, nose or mouth, meaning the mucosa, that's the word we use for these areas, then this can actually affect the person as well. It can spread. So that's how it's generally spread from fomite, meaning infected areas, touching infected areas. That's how it spreads. So if you touch your eyes by mistake, put a finger up your nose, or eat something, then that's how it's generally spread. And so what they're saying is that if you reduce that kind of contact and spread, then hopefully you can reduce the transmission amongst the population. The other thing, the reason why the government has put down the advice for 7 days and 14 days for family members is the chain of transmission also something called the incubation period. The incubation period is very important. This is the time it takes for the virus to present, to sort of brew in your body. It's like putting a bun in the oven. It takes about a couple of hours for that to cook. In the same way, when somebody catches a virus, it can take up to 14 days before the actual symptoms come out. So when the virus is in their body, like in the oven, that person is actually spreading the virus. And hence, this is why the government stopped the schools. One of the other information we're getting from journals and leading medical scientists and doctors over the world, all around the world, is that children seem to carry the virus quite a lot. And generally, children, as you quite rightly mentioned earlier, rarely have any complications with this condition. They might get a bit of sore throat, temperature, headache, and they'll get better. But the thing is, they can then spread it to other people. And by closing schools, that time of the incubation period, when they're feeling okay but they're still spreading, you stop that. And this is where the idea has come from in terms of closing gatherings, closing schools. And the scholars have been so, it's not a light decision, closing a masjid and Jummah. I cannot remember in my own lifetime, and similarly so many colleagues, where I've actually missed my Jummah Salat. This is the first time 2 weeks in a row where it's happened. And it's actually really difficult for a Muslim and a believer, this. But the ulama, the Muftiana UK, has made a very strong decision that this is the best thing to protect the people. This is to safeguard lives. What really dismayed me today and what really made me upset was I was talking to a patient at work doing a telephone video consultation, and he said, I'm looking out the window and there's about 10 boys playing football and cricket outside, sports, and a couple of people just sitting on the wall and talking. Now this is where responsibility is important. So the masajid has been closed, right, to the general public, but the people are still going on, some of them in their normal day-to-day activity outdoors. If the scholars are saying this is important, why are they not doing this? That's my question to the people. So je ghare bhi hambrata hoy to please a important baat che ke please tame ghare je government ke ute ghare tame reho te tamaro faida mati che choriya poriya ho chokrao ne bhi advice karaniya.
Jazakallah, doctor, very important point actually. Yeah, it's not just the scholars. Obviously the scholars have given us his guidance and advice, and advises to close the masjids as well. The government, the medics are giving this advice as well. So it is really important that we as parents now and families take responsibility for our children.
Yes.
And it's quite ironic you said that you were looking out of the window with one of your clients and you saw some kids playing. I was just speaking to somebody today, and I've just heard that not too far from here in Dewsbury, I know some parents have actually been fined today because their children were out.
Mm-hmm.
Outside playing in a group of about five or six people. So the police are out and they are starting to enforce this. So it is important that we really look after our children. And like doctors have said, the children are not at a high risk to themselves, but they are a high risk to other people in terms of spreading the virus.
Absolutely.
Am I right, Dr.
Sahib? Absolutely. That's
so I just want to repeat that in Gujarati if I can. જે ડૉક્ટરે બોલ્યું છે કે આ છોડ આપણા બચ્ચાઓ લોકો છે ને, માસૂમ બચ્ચા લોકો બહુ ઇમ્પોર્ટન્ટ છે. આપણે અમને સ્કૂલો બંધ કરી રાખેલી છે, મદ્રેસા બંધ કરી રાખેલી છે, મસ્જિદો બંધ કરી રાખેલી છે, તો એવને આપણે ઓક્યુપાઈડ રાખવા પડે. ઘરમાં ટીચિંગ કરો. આપણે એવને હજુ બહાર જવા દે. ડૉક્ટરે આજે એક્ઝામ્પલ લીધું છે, એવન સર્જરી માટે વિન્ડો મારી જોઈએ તો 4-5-10 છોકરા લોકો ફૂટબોલ રમતા આવતા, ફૂટબોલ ખેલતા આવતા બાંધને. એક છોકરા લોકો છે ને આ બીમારી છે ને, એ લોકો આ રિસ્ક પર નહીં લે, પણ એ લોકોની બોડીમાં હોય બીમારી તો પછી એ લોકો બીજાને જલ્દી લાગી જાય. ને એમાંથી છોકરા લોકો રિસ્ક પર નહીં, પણ બીજા લોકો આપણે જેમાં આપણા બુઝુર્ગો એલ્ડરલી પીપલ છે, આપણે કમ્યુનિટી, આપણા મા બાપ લોકો ઘરે જાય, પાછા કોઈના દાદી દાદા હોય, નાના નાની હોય, અંકલ્સ હોય, એઓને લાગી જાય, તે વધારે રિસ્ક. એટલે આપણે રિયલી ઇમ્પોર્ટન્ટ છે જે આપણે છોકરા લોકોને અમને ઘરે છે ને આપણા સાથે રાખે, જોઈ તો તાલીમો દે, સ્કૂલની તાલીમ દે, મદ્રેસાની તાલીમ દે, પણ બહાર ફરવાનો દેવો, રખડવાનો દેવો, અમને બહુ ડેન્જરસ છે.
બિલકુલ રાઈટ છે. હા, એટલે પછી નેક્સ્ટ પોઈન્ટ એ કે તમે બહાર જાઓ અને ઘરે આવો તો તરત હાબુ ના હાથે અટ ધોઈ લેવાનું, 20 સેકન્ડ સુધી, કમસેકમ 20 સેકન્ડ સુધી બરાબર હાથ ધોવાનું. એટલે આંગળી પર, પછી હાથના પછાડી, આપણા અંગોઠા સમના ઉપર, અને એ લોકો અમને ગવર્મેન્ટનું એડવર્ટાઇઝ પર બી આવે, ઇન્ટરનેટ પર બી આવે, કેવી રીતે હાથ ધોવાનું, પણ આ રેગ્યુલર કરવાનું, મામૂલ રાખવાનું કે તમે બહાર જાઓ, બહારથી ઘરે આવો, તરત હાથ ધોઈ લેવાના, ખાવા પહેલાં હાથ ધોવા, બધા છોકરાઓને બી એવું એક્ઝામ એ લોકોને એડવાઇસ આપો. સો રેગ્યુલર હેન્ડ વોશિંગ ઇઝ વેરી ઇમ્પોર્ટન્ટ ફોર અપ ટુ 20 સેકન્ડ્સ વિથ સોપી વોટર, એન્ડ જનરલી બાય ડુઈંગ ધીસ યુ ગેટ રીડ ઓફ એની કોરોના વાયરસ દેટ કુડ બી ઓન યોર હેન્ડ, એન્ડ ધેટ્સ હાઉ ઇટ્સ ક્લિયર. ધ ઓનલી અધર થિંગ આઈ વોન્ટેડ ટુ મેન્શન ઓલ્સો is why this social distancing has been implemented as well. Last week I was telling my staff and my colleagues, because as I said, this is a novel coronavirus, we are still learning, so we were under the impression that the coronavirus on surfaces can last maybe a few hours, maybe a day maximum, but the latest research from the New England Journal of Medicine from America is that the coronavirus can survive for up to 3 days on other areas, other surfaces, not the human body. So obviously in the human body, as I said, it can incubate for up to 2 weeks, and then you could be transmitting it sometime after that as well. But for example, it says that if somebody coughs and sneezes, the coronavirus can stay alive for up to 3 hours in the air. But if it's a hard surface like plastic or metal or cardboard, then it can survive for up to 72 hours. And therefore, this is why the social distancing bit is there. Because how can you clean all the surfaces everywhere, on the streets, at the bus stop, at the tubes? It's just impossible. There's millions of people that are walking, but if you stop that and you ask people during this pandemic, please stay indoors, hopefully then you can control this disease a lot better. And what you mentioned earlier in terms of what kind of distance it should be, the scientists are now advising it should be ideally 2 meters. If you can do that 2 meters, that would be ideal. But just the other day, as I had to get some milk from the supermarket, but I can honestly say people were not obeying those rules. People were sort of walking around you and things like that. And I think a lot of the supermarkets are now taking a bit more responsibility there.
I've had some messages on social media today, some videos and pictures, and I think the supermarkets are enforcing that now. They've got the systems where you're having to queue 2 meters apart as well.
Absolutely,
so
yes.
It's clearly important. I think, thank you for that, the way you've explained social distancing and why it's important, particularly the fact that when you cough, it could be airborne for 3 hours as well. So it's important that we keep the distance from people as we are. So, Dr. Sabe, barabar samjavyu, je apre a distance rakhvanu che 2 meter, government and doctors lokoni advice che, bo important che, shu kache apre cough kare to ema e bemari ni particles rahi jay 3 kalak haru. Etle important che, ne pachi biju apre haath dhovanu bo important che, soap ne pani hate. 20 second haru, Dr. Sabe, very important, because ye je aa badi surface apre touch kare, darwaza ne touch kare, chair ne touch kare, ghare TV no remote touch kare, plates ne touch kare, sofas ne touch kare,
3 divas sudhi rahi sake,
3 divas sudhi te surface par rahi jay. Ne doctor sahab kehu tem bo barabar samjhavyu che, akho duniya ma badhu asur apni saaf nahi thai, apna ghar ma bhi apne saaf karva jay tetlu saaf kare, badhu saaf nahi thai. Etle really important che, chokra loko ne bhi apne aadat paado, ne apne islam ma bhi che je adhwana regularly chokhai. So, garma ave adhovo, garma bhar jai adhovo, every time, 20 seconds na advice deyu che je apne jha lagin apne happy birthday sing thai tha lagin, par tere mar tere mara pa koi moklavi bo haru alhamdo par apne alhamdo surat par le tha lagin alhamdo ti amin lagin par tha lagin hat dhoi to barabar titlu time barabar doctor sahab
bilkul right cha na apne te bilkul tame right ba taharat nisful iman ekta apru cleanliness is half of apru iman faith. તો આપણે ખાવા પહેલાં બી આપણી સુન્નત છે કે આપણે હાથ ધોઈ, તો તે તમે મામૂલ કન્ટિન્યુ રાખો, પણ આખલે જરાક આપણે જરાક વધારે કરવું પડે, એટલે જ્યારે બહાર જાય, જ્યારે અંદર આવે તે બી તમે રેગ્યુલર રાખો, અને વજુ કરો તો બરાબર એહતમામ પ્રોપર એ કરેક્ટલી તમે વજુ કરો, બરાબર હાથ ધોવો, બરાબર એ બી તમે રેગ્યુલર એ તમે કરો તો ઇન્શાલ્લાહ તેનાથી બી ફાયદો થાય.
જઝાકલ્લાહ. આપણે બીજું તમે કહ્યું બહુ ઇમ્પોર્ટન્ટ વસ્તુ, મેં ગુજરાતીમાં પણ સમજાવી દેમ કે આપણે આ બીમારી છે ને આપણને લાગે, આપણે હવે કોઈને ટચ કરે ને આપણા હાથમાં લાગી ગયા, તો પછી આપણા બોડીના અંદર છે ને આપણે મોઢામાંથી, આંખોમાંથી, કાનમાંથી, નાકમાંથી એ બાજુથી આપણે અંદર જાય. એટલે આપણે કોશિશ કરવાનું છે બહુ મોઢું ને ફેસ ને ઉપરને ટચ નહીં કરવાનું. હવે મેં તે દાડે રિસર્ચ કરી જોયું તો રફલી 1% દાડામાં 1000 વખત મોઢું ટચ કરે. આપણને પોતે ખ્યાલ નહીં થાય કોઈ દાડે જે આપણે ટચ કરતા છે આપણું મોઢુંને. સો અમને જે કોશિશ કરવાનું છે આપણું ફેસ એવું બધું ટચ નહીં કરવાનું, તો આપણી જે રિસ્ક ઓછી થઈ જાય.
હા, બિલકુલ રાઈટ છે, કેમ કે એવી રીતે જ સ્પ્રેડ થાય. અમને જો તમે બહાર જાઓ તો બહારને તો તમારી ઓલવેઝ હાબુને હાથે અડ નથી ધોવાય, તો મેઇન એડવાઇસ એ છે કે તમે બહાર જો હોય તો તમે આંખને, નાકને, મોઢા પર અડનો પહોંચાડો, ઘેરે આવીને પછી અડ બરાબર ધોઈ રહેવાના છો. વેન યુ આર આઉટ એન્ડ અબાઉટ, બેસ્ટ ઇફ યુ કેન અવોઇડ touching your eyes, nose and mouth, and by that way you'll minimize getting the infection upon yourselves. So this is very important. So when, as soon as you get home, then you wash your hands. So this is, if you can follow that advice, that would be important.
Just a quick reminder to our listeners at home, by the way, we are taking questions on this subject on Slido. The code for Slido is Cuba, Q-U-B-A 0320. So if you want to be sending any questions in, Dr. Ismail, I will put the questions to Dr. Ismail. So the code on Slido is Q-U-B-A 0320. And if you don't have the app, Slido is S-L-I-D-O. You can download it from the App Store on Google or Apple as well. Right, Doctor, I just wanted to move on now. You're obviously working in the medical field. We're hearing a lot about what the NHS are doing at the moment. Just give us an insight into what's actually going on. We hear about shortage of ventilators, shortage of beds, doctors and nurses having to make difficult decisions on the front line. Are you able to give us an insight actually in terms of what is going on the front line in the hospitals? Is there a shortage of ventilators? Is the NHS overwhelmed as much as they are portraying it on the NHS?
So at the moment, the hospitals have been preparing for this. They have been preparing for this in the sense that they are anticipating that the cases are going to rise and people will require hospitalization. So what's been done from our point of view in primary care, meaning general practice and the hospitals, is that routine referrals, for example, routine things, skin problems that are not urgent, regular sort of follow-ups, they've been cancelled to make way for these cases of people coming into hospital with COVID-19. So yes, there are going to be accidents and things like that. But what they're going to do is they're going to separate that part of the hospital so that the patients with COVID-19 do not mix with them. So that kind of treatment is still ongoing, but a lot of capacity is being created. Now, the only way, I don't know if you've come across the flattening the curve, the theory that we're talking about, the hypothesis.
I have actually. Yes. I was going to come on to that. So it would be very useful if you can explain that.
Absolutely. So for example, as you mentioned earlier, we could have up to 2.5 million people hospitalized out from the whole population. If these checks
in the UK,
if these checks of the social distancing isolation is not implemented, so if we had 2.5 million people within 3 weeks hospitalized, there will be no capacity. There is no country generally in the world similar size which would be able to take all of those patients in. And this is why it's so important and so serious that this has been implemented. So what they are saying is, yes, we are getting more cases. I mean, at the moment, the hotspots are London and Birmingham. Those are the areas which are hotspots. And sadly, I have to say, from my colleagues who are actually working as consultants in the hospital, they are saying that quite a lot of them, a big proportion, at one point it was 1 in 4, were Asians and Muslims. And they asked various theories as to why that is the case. But one of them, as I said, unfortunately in my surgery, when I see patients, we have a high level of people with diabetes and chronic diseases, high blood pressure, heart disease, strokes. And sometimes, I'll be honest with you, some clinics, the whole afternoon I see people, they have these conditions, all of them, every single one of them. So these are high risk. So in our community, it is a high risk. And also, we live as extended family together. And if this social distancing bit, the children going out and about, they go back to the grandparents and parents, that's how it's transmitted. So what I'm trying to say is the level of cases is now increasing. They are now, the government has ordered more ventilators. They're in the process of getting more and more of them. At the moment in time, they are able to manage these cases, but there may be a situation in a week or two when this may change. This may change if people do not actually listen to the advice that is being given. And heaven forbid what's happening in Italy. You know, I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah eases everything for them and the situation there. But I mean, the numbers there is just staggering. It's epidemiologically, meaning if you look at statistics and if you were to hypothesize the worst case scenario, as you said, what Professor Valence has said, it would be mind-boggling and a really, really scary statistics there.
Yeah, I understand Italy's overtaken China now.
Yes.
As well.
Yes.
In terms of the number of deaths.
And one thing I was going to say is in Italy, one of the things that they had was longevity. Longevity means e loco bo lambo time jive, because of their diet, because of the lifestyle that they had, because of the healthy food that they had, the Mediterranean diet, the olive oil, ne tomatoes, ne zaitun nutel, that was associated with good life. But unfortunately, this virus has shown how serious it is, how it can affect and kill people.
Okay, jazakallah, doctor. You said the hotspots, London, West Midlands, I think.
Yes.
What are we like up here? In our area, do you know?
So we are having cases. There have been, sadly, some deaths. I've not got the latest statistics today, but we are actually getting cumulatively more cases every day. So I have, obviously, without breaking confidentiality, I have friends, children, adults, they have been affected. And some of them are absolutely fine. They've come back home. Adults have come home as well. That basically means people are outside and they are carriers and they have infection. And some people may not get, we may get very few symptoms, maybe just slight temperature, slight sore throat, that kind of thing.
Okay. Jazakallah, doctor, that's really important to understand then, because obviously people can assume that, you know, it's all happening down south and we're not really affected. But I think these measures that have been put in place is to protect us.
Yes.
So that it doesn't get as bad as what it is.
I can certainly say there are cases in Batley and Dewsbury, serious cases in the hospital, but also not so serious, but they're carrying the infection in the area.
And there could be people who could be carrying infection who don't know at the moment.
Absolutely. And they could be super spreaders as well.
Absolutely. Can you explain what super spreaders are actually for our listeners at home?
For some reason, we don't quite know why. Generally, when somebody gets flu, they pass it on to about one other person or two other persons. But with the coronavirus, they can potentially spread it up to two or three people. And these super spreaders can even spread it more than those number of people. And they may feel absolutely fine. They may not have any symptoms. But they can spread it rapidly to other people. So it's not quite clear why some people can spread it so much more than others. But on average, ek manas ton bija manas ne phelavi sake. ને તે ટોનને લાગી જાય તો તે લોકો ત્રણ બીજા ટોનને ફેલાવે એટલે દેટ્સ હાઉ ઇટ રેપિડલી સ્પ્રેડ્સ ને થોડાક લોકો એવા છે કે એ લોકો ટીના કઠા બી વધારે ફેલાવે પણ એ લોકો બિલકુલ હારા હોય એ લોકોને કંઈ પ્રોબ્લેમ નથી થાય તેને સુપર સ્પ્રેડર્સ કહે
જઝાકલા બરાબર સમજાય છે ડોક્ટર સાહેબ આપણે સો ઇટ્સ રીલી ઇમ્પોર્ટન્ટ ધેટ વી સ્પેશિયલી ઇફ યુ ગોટ લાર્જ ફેમિલીઝ એન્ડ સ્ટફ ધેટ વી કીપ વિધિન અવર સેલ્વ્સ એન્ડ વી ટ્રાય એન્ડ લિમિટ વિઝિટિંગ ઈચ અધર્સ ફેમિલીઝ એન્ડ હાઉસહોલ્ડ્સ એન્ડ બ્રધર્સ એન્ડ સિસ્ટર્સ હાઉસીસ એન્ડ મામા કાકાંટા આપણા કહે તેમ
બિલકુલ તે જ આપણે હમણે સુરત અસર અમને પડ્યા તે મુસલમાન લોકોના માટે એ બહુ સ્ટ્રોંગ એમ્ફસિસ છે કે અમને સબર કરી લો થોડા ખંડ વીક છે લાઈક આવો મુફ્તી સાહેબ અને મૌલાના સાહેબ રિમાઇન્ડર્સ આપે ઘેરે થોડોક તમે પઢો જરાક રિફ્લેક્શન કરો રીડિંગ કરો અને જસ્ટ થોડોક ટાઈમ તમારે જસ્ટ પેશન્સ કરવું પડશે હા જો બીજું એ કે ખાસ કરીને એમ બીજા કેવા સિમ્ટમ્સ લોકોને થઈ શકે બીજા સિમ્ટમ્સ લોકોને એવા થાય અક્ષર લોકોને 7-10 માણસમાંથી અમને જે લોકોને કોરોના વાયરસ થયેલો હોય તો 7 out of 10 7 લોકો 10 માંથી એ લોકોને ખાંસી થાય 2-3 લોકો 10 માંથી હોય તે લોકોને તાવ આવે ને ખાસ કરીને પેલું થકાવટ બહુ થાય થોડાખંડ લોકોને જરાક જુલાબ બી થાય ડાયરિયાથી આવે ને આબા 10 માંથી 1-2 ને માથું દુખે એવું એટલે ખાસ કરીને જે ફ્લૂના સિમ્ટમ થાય તેવું જ થાય ને ખાસ કરીને જો હમણાં તમે હારા જો હોય ઇફ યુ આર વેલ તો તમે ઘેરે રહો ને જસ્ટ પેરાસિટામોલ લેવો ખૂબ પાણી પીવાનું ફ્લુઇડ પીવાનું ને ખાસ કરીને 7 ડેઝમાં સારું થઈ જાય તો અમને કોઈને જો થાય ખાંસી ને આવું કહે તો એ લોકોએ ઘેરે 7 દિવસ રહેવું જોઈએ અને ઘરમાં બીજા લોકો હોય તો એ લોકોએ 14 દિવસ ઘરમાં રહેવું જોઈએ બિકોઝ એ લોકો બી કાઢી કરી શકે ને ફેલાવી શકે એટલે એ એડવાઇસ તે છે ને અમને જો કોઈ અમને જો બધા બીમાર પડે અમને કોઈને બધા તાવ આવે ખાંસી વધારે થાય સો ઇફ સમબડી ઇઝ ગોટ અ કોફ દે ફીલ મોર અનવેલ તો એ લોકોથી 111 વેબસાઇટ પર જવાય તેના પર ઓનલાઈન તમારી ચેટ બી થાય તો કોઈ બીજું કોઈ સ્પેશિયલિસ્ટ હોય કોઈ નર્સ કે એવું તમને એડવાઇસ કરી શકે અમે જે બહુ તકલીફ હોય તો ફોન બી કરાય યા તો જીપીને ફોન કરાય પણ ખાસ કરીને આ 111 સર્વિસમાં બધું ઇન્ફોર્મેશન હોય હા અમને કોઈની તકલીફ બીમારી એટલી થઈ ગયેલી હોય આ બીમારીથી કે આપણે અમને બોલતા છે સેન્ટન્સીસમાં તે આખું સેન્ટન્સ બી નથી બોલાય એટલે 2-3 અલ્ફાઝ બોલે ને દમ થાય એટલે મોટા મોટા દમ લે યા તો એ લોકોના ઓટ બ્લુ કલર થઈ જાય બ્લુ રંગ થઈ જાય તો તે સિચ્યુએશનમાં અર્જન્ટ હેલ્પના માટે ફોન કરવું જોઈએ 999
જઝાકલા દેટ વોઝ વેરી ઇમ્પોર્ટન્ટ જઝાકલા ડોક્ટર સાહેબ બરાબર સમજાવી દીધું તમે સિમ્ટમ્સ And I think I just want to emphasize, because I think it's important, we don't want to worry our listeners too much. So if somebody's got a cough, somebody's got a fever, somebody's got a cold, tiredness, like you said, diarrhea, these kind of symptoms, doesn't necessarily mean they've got the coronavirus.
Absolutely.
But I think just as a precaution, they need to just self-isolate, stay at home.
That's right.
7 days, the family members need to be for 14 days. If the symptoms persist after that, then maybe they need to seek medical advice through the 111 website. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct, yeah. Yes. And the reason why they're saying that is that hospital ne surgery nahi jao because ta khas karne vadare ji bimar loko che te lok na upar ilaj kari sake doctor and nurses kem ke amre jo bija hara loko jo aave to te loko je bija condition cancer ni bimari na ilaj karta hoy te lok ne pachi lagavi sake etle aa advice e che ke tame stay at home ne save lives
હા તો એમાં પાછા તમને સમજાય દે આપણે એમાં ગભરાવાની વાત એમ ને અમને કોઈને ડહો થાય શરદી થાય તાવ આવે ડાયરિયા થાય તો એની મિનિંગ એમ નહીં મળે છે કોરોના વાયરસ થયું પણ જસ્ટ એઝ અ પ્રિકોશન ઘરે રહેવું સારું 7 દિવસ ને ફેમિલી મેમ્બર્સ લોકો 14 દિવસ ઘરે રહી તો સારું છે તે
ને હવે બીજું સ્ટેટિસ્ટિક તમને બતાવો આલ ગીવ અનધર સ્ટેટિસ્ટિક 85% લોકો તો હારા થઈ જ જાય સો 85% પીપલ વિલ ગેટ એબ્સોલ્યુટલી ફાઇન એબ્સોલ્યુટલી બેટર No problem at all whatsoever. So worldwide figures, the statistics that you presented earlier, overall, that's the kind of figure that we're looking at. So vast majority of people will make a full, complete recovery without any problems. So you shouldn't worry. And also, when people are at home, people get anxious. Worry thai, magajpa. Pachi tenari ruhani bimari thai. Ekle pachi worry thai, ungni ave ratna. I'm already seeing people who are anxious and not having sleep and having sleepless nights because people WhatsApp ne inapabaru messages awa kare. So people are already on WhatsApp and social media all the time. There's messages going left, right, and center. I often advise people, you must verify the information. Check with sources. Ask somebody that you can trust. Have a look at the WHO website, which is the World Health Organization website. Also the UK.gov website, NHS England website. Verify it before you press the send button. Because if you send button, that will also present as a virus to everybody. And people will get false information.
Very nicely
and that virus will not be good for people because that could harm them.
Causes anxiety.
So anxiety. Yeah. So very important that people have a good, healthy, balanced diet at home. They do a bit of exercise. They make sure that they get good sleep at night. Have that same routine with your children because children love routine. If you mess their routine up, it's difficult for them. They get behavioral problems. So as you said earlier, do activities with them at home. Have a timetable. Make sure you eat well. Make sure you sleep as well. Okay? And I would say set aside time for when you're on social media and don't be on it all the time because you can get sucked into that vacuum.
Some very good words of advice there, Dr. Ismail. Thank you very much. Just one question, Doctor.
Yes.
We're walking around now, and you see on TV as well, some people have got masks on, some people haven't.
Yes.
Do we need to wear masks?
That's a very good question. Overall, as doctors and professionals in this country, we believe that the mask does not give you that extra protection. If you have symptoms and you've got coronavirus and you have to go outside, then yes, you need to then wear a mask. Unless you're a healthcare professional where you're very close to the patient, you're quite close to them, then that kind of healthcare professional would have to wear a mask. But the general population, there's not that much great evidence that it protects you. But if you're doing this social distancing, observing the isolation, not going out as much, then there's no added benefit in that situation.
Right. So really, the masks are only for people who may be affected by the virus, but then realistically, they shouldn't really be going out.
Absolutely, that's correct. So for example, if a patient was to come into my clinic or hospital and we suspect that they've got it, we would give them a mask to wear first. We would somehow give it to them over through the window from outside and they would enter the premises with a mask on.
Thank you very much, Doctor. મેં ગુજરાતીમાં જે સમજાવી દેમાં આ માસ્ક પહેર્યું છે અમને ઘણા લોકો માસ્ક પહેર્યા છે આપણે ટીવી પર બી જોઈ યુરોપમાં ચાઇનામાં બધા ખાચા લોકો માસ્ક પહેરે ડૉક્ટર સાહેબે સમજાવ્યું છે માસ્કનું ખાસ જરૂરત નહીં મળે આ ઇવન ડૉક્ટર લોકો છે મેડિકલ ફિલ્ડમાં કામ કરે જો પેશન્ટના પાસે જાય એવોને માસ્ક પહેરવા પડે અથવા તો માસ્કની કંઈ જરૂરત નહીં મળે કંઈ પ્રોટેક્ટ નહીં કરે અગર જેના પાસે બીમારી હોય તેઓને પછી કદાચ જરૂરીને લીધે જવા પડે ડૉક્ટરને જવા પડે કંઈ જરૂરતને લીધે જવા પડે તો એઓને માસ્ક પહેરવું જોઈએ અથવા તો એમ તો માસ્કનો કંઈ ફરક નીમલે ને કંઈ ઇમ્પોર્ટન્ટ નીમલે
નહીં
ડૉક્ટર થેન્ક યુ વેરી મચ ફોર ધેટ આઈ એમ ગોના રેપ અપ નાઉ અનલેસ યુ ગોટ એની ફાઇનલ પોઈન્ટ્સ ધેટ યુ વોન્ટ ટુ ગેટ અક્રોસ ટુ અવર લિસનર્સ
I think the key take-home message here is if we can implement social distancing and isolation and try to keep at home in the communities as much as possible, that would be my main advice. And if people can facilitate, for example, our shopkeepers, our grocery stores, all these people can also try and do what the supermarkets are doing. Because I'm sure you don't want to lose your customers. Because if you don't have customers, if they're poorly, then the business is going to go down. So please, let's try and break this chain. Let's try and break this chain of transmission by implementing this in our lives. And hand washing, regular hand washing.
Thank you very much, Doctor. We have also addressed some of the questions that have been coming in through Slido. If you do have any other questions, please send them through Slido on Cuba 0320, QUBA 0320. I just want to wrap up now very quickly with a couple of important points. First of all, we mentioned the people working in the NHS on the front line. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I just want to mention a wonderful job all of the people in the NHS are doing as well. But also not to forget, there's a lot of people out there at the moment delivering essential services. And I think sometimes we forget that. Mm-hmm. You know, you mentioned about the essential cleaning of places and stuff. There are a lot of people out there, the cleaners, you know, who have never been given any regard in society up until now. But now, you know, Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has shown that everybody has their worth. And there's people like cleaners, people doing the deliveries of essential services from one medical place to another medical place, for example. I think they all deserve a mention as well. Just another point very quickly. There are a lot of support networks at the moment. We have a lot of vulnerable people in our community. There'll be a lot of elderly people who are probably having to isolate in the homes. I think it's important that we look out for them. I know most of the masjids have got some kind of support groups or support networks set up where they can deliver groceries and help out. We ourselves at Masjid Akuba and Healy as well are working with One Nation and tapped into the service at One Nation. One Nation, we know, are doing a lot of work and have partnered up with Fusion in Dewsbury and the NHS as well. So if you, the details will be on their website, but if you are aware of anybody who needs any advice or assistance, then One Nation, it really can deliver and help some support. Finally, just to finish, I just want to say a couple of things. We are in the masjid here as well, Alhamdulillah, Allah's protecting us. Allah protects us long term. Allah protects the sanctity of the masjids as well, and inshallah opens up the masjids. And I wanted to finish off with somebody sent me a video. We know we've been sharing a lot of stuff on social media, and I got a video of the khutbah in Saudi somewhere, I think last Friday, and the imam was saying that the translation was there. And there's a very wonderful translation from his khutbah, and it said, this is a trial from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to purify the believers. Mm-hmm. So it's an opportunity for us to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to forget who we are. Everything that happens in this world comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he has his reasons why this is. And in some ways, this is an opportunity for us to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again. I just wanted to finish off with some... I got a message from one of my teachers from Scotland. Some of you may know that I've actually lived in Glasgow for a while. And I got a message from one of my teachers in Glasgow. And his message was very clear. He's a Maulana as well. And he's saying that in these hard times, what we need to do is increase tilawat of the Quran, istighfar. And he gave one particular istighfar. Astaghfirullah Rabbi min kulli dhanbi wa tub ilayhi. Astaghfirullah Rabbi min kulli dhanbi wa tub ilayhi. That's a particular istighfar that he's recommended. And also, we should be doing one tasbih a day. And I think by one tasbih a day, he means 100 times is one tasbih of the kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, Durood Sharif, any Durood, and as a minimum, just Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And another tasbih he said we could be reciting is Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. And then finally, a very important one he said, which is from the hadith. All of these are from the hadith. I'm not a scholar, so unfortunately, Allah forgive me, I can't translate the hadith. But he did say that these particular words, they're very light on the tongue, but very heavy in weight and value. And that is Subhanallah wa bihamdihi Subhanallah azim. So we are going to wrap up there now. I want to thank you, Dr. Ismail. Is there any final points you want to say before we finish?
I just wanted to absolutely agree with you that this, what you've just mentioned, you know, the key workers are not just frontline healthcare professionals, but it's everybody along that chain. People who are cleaners, as you said, you know, without their effort, there would be infection on the wards and in the doctor's surgeries. But it's everybody, even people supplying food. You know, workers cannot work without the food and the milk and the bread. So it is a team effort, and so everybody is part of this hard work and effort, and gratitude to everybody really who is working hard here. But I certainly agree with you, because you know these from our religion point of view, we have our neighbors have rights. And whether they're Muslim or non-Muslim, we need to work with them. And what you're doing, I must applaud you, that you're doing very good work here in terms of reaching out to these poor people, the vulnerable people. And to be honest, for our religion, our deen, going to the masjid and masajid is very important. But this is also ibadat. This is also absolutely rewarding. Absolutely. Going out, so even though you're not able to get to the masjid, you know, our heart wants to be there. But doing this is also worship as well. and reaching out for your neighbor and fulfilling your rights towards your neighbors. And I really applaud what the kind of hard work that you are doing here at Masjid Quba, and all the other activities that you were doing before this pandemic came. So keep up with the good work, and may Allah reward you all. And Jazakallah khair. Thank you for inviting.
Ameen. Jazakallah, Dr. Ismail. Just one final point before we finish. Keep tuning in to the Masjid Receiver, and keep a look out on Slido and Mixel LR. Our imams are doing regular programs nearly every night, and they have got some plans to do some kids programs as well. So listen out for that. Jazakallah for listening. Assalamu alaikum.